then created the four Kumaras, again disappointment. Then Rudra came, again disappointment. And after Rudra, he created the 10 sons. Then he created various aspects of, some aspects which incite Adharma, some aspects which incite Dharma. Then finally he created Kardama. And now the interesting episode of this section, the Vak episode. So
Vacham duhitaram tanvim swayambur haratim manaha akamam chakamekshatta sakama iti nashrutam.
O Vidura, iti nashrutam. Maitreya is not telling this is what happened. Because I have heard like this. Mujhe pata nahi. He is very sensitive and careful about not to commit the offense. Itina shrutam, we have heard that Swayambur Duhitaram, that Brahma had a daughter, Vacham, whose name was Vak. We will know. It's coming. Tanvim, who was born from his body, Tanu. Haratim manaha sakama. And she attracted his mind towards sex. Akamam chakame, even though she herself was not interested, but Brahmaji became inclined. Okay, now the answer to your question. Even those who are very learned and with great power of discernment cannot control lust. This verse shows that one should not remain alone with women. Maitreya says, we have heard, iti nashrutam. This indicates, though this should not be spoken, in order to give knowledge, I speak without fault finding, since I fear making offense. Yeah. He had fear that by fault finding, he would fall down in the manner of Marichi's sons. Marichi's sons, they laughed at Brahmaji. So they had to take bath as Kalanemi's son. And then eventually at the shed garbhas, being killed by Kamsa only, who was Kalanemi reincarnate. Marichi's sons laughed at Brahma when he became attracted to his own daughter. They were later born as the sons of Devakis and were killed by Kamsa. The phrase also indicates that this incident was not seen by anyone in the present kalpa. Ye abhi nahi hua. Hum kisi ne dekha nahi isko. That is why iti na shrutam is indicating. Rather, it happened in a previous distant kalpa and is now being explained, since it cannot be accepted to have occurred after Brahma heard the four essential verses of Bhagavatam. Okay. This Brahma only, but before he heard the four essential verses of Bhagavatam, which means it happened on the first day of Brahma only, this episode. Therefore, it is rest of the creation he is describing as it happened on the first day of the 51st year. This he says, itina shrutam. Okay. Indicating this happened in a distant past before Brahmaji heard the Chatushloki. On the first day it was spoken. Whether it was in the beginning, it is not mentioned. Correct.
Uh, Brahma's life was there.
Brahma's
previous life,
or my understanding is, he says, etan matam samatishta paramena samadina bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu navimuhyati karhichit. He spoke the chatushloki, but then he told when it would start working. Follow my instructions in detail with extreme concentration. You will not be bewildered at any time during this lifetime or its subdivisions. So my understanding is, that's my understanding, because it doesn't say it happened to a different Brahma. Neither the verse, neither the text, nor the acharyas. One thing that clearly mentioned is, it happened in he says that it cannot be accepted to have occurred after Brahma heard the four essential verses of Bhagavatam. But the verse that he is quoting to prove this is, etan matam samatishta, follow my instructions in detail. He doesn't say after hearing this you will never be bewildered. That's not the promise given by the Supreme Lord. There is something that needs to be applied on the part of Brahmaji also. So my understanding is, after he started applying, or before he started applying, this must have happened. This is my anuman. Okay. Then we'll be protected like that. Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvamsham Apikarshati. It is said that the senses are so mad and strong that they can bewilder even the most sensible and learned man. Therefore, it is advised that one should not indulge in living alone, even with one's mother, sister, or daughter. Vidvamsam Apikarshati means that even the most learned also become victims of the sensuous urge. Maitreya hesitated to state this anomaly on the part of Brahma, who was sexually inclined to his own daughter. But still, he mentioned it because sometimes it so happens, and the living example is Brahma himself. Although he is the primeval living being and the most learned within the whole universe. If Brahma could become a victim of the sexual urge, then what of others who are prone to so many mundane frailties? The extraordinary immorality on the part of Brahma was heard to have occurred in some particular kalpa, but it could not have happened in the kalpa in which Brahma heard directly from the Lord the four essential verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, because the Lord benedicted Brahma after giving him lessons on the Bhagavatam that he would never be bewildered in any kalpa whatsoever. This indicates that before the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, he might have fallen a victim to such sensuality, but after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam directly from the Lord, there was no possibility of such failures. One should, however, take serious note of this incident. The human being is a social animal, and his unrestricted mixing with the fair sex leads to downfall. Such social freedom of man and woman, especially among the younger section, is certainly a great stumbling block on the path of spiritual progress. Material bondage is due to sexual bondage, and therefore unrestricted association of man and woman is surely a great impediment. Maitreya cited this example on the part of Brahma just to bring to our notice this great danger. Tam adharme kritamatim vilokya pitaram sutaha marichi mukya munayo vishrambat pratyabodayan. Vilokya tam pitaram adharme kritamatim, seeing that their father was having such an inclination, suta, his sons, marichi mukya munayah, marichi and other sages, vishrambat pratyabodayan. They gave him instructions, but out of affection, not in an instructive mode. out of affection. Vishrambhat means out of friendship. Since they were his offspring, they instructed him not because of anger on seeing the sin. Or the meaning can be having faith. Vishrambhat also means having faith that even the sins of great persons are not sins. Teji asam na doshaya. They gave instructions only out of fear of disturbance in the consequent population. It may not be sin for you, you are a great personality, but people can potentially follow you. This indicates that Marichi and others did not commit offense in speaking. Therefore, Brahmaji did not become angry on Marichi and others who instructed him, because they had the right mood and right understanding. That is why Brahmaji did not become angry. He became angry on Marichi's sons. Marichi's sons criticize, but Marichi and others, they tried to correct Brahmaji, but in the right mood. That's why the word Vishrambhat is used. So Vishrambhat means with faith that sins will not touch a great personality like Brahma. Vishrambhat also means out of friendship. Disrespect. That's why they became, they were cursed to become demons. Same thing. When this same Vak episode happened, Marichi and others, they tried to pacify Brahma with great respect and faith. Whereas Marichi's sons, immaturely and out of lack of respect, they laughed at Brahmaji. So they were cursed to take birth in demoniac family. So they took birth as Kalanemi's children. Cursed by the Brahmanas to take birth as Kalanemi's sons. So they took birth as Kalanemi's sons, and later they performed some penances to please Brahmaji without taking permission of Hiranyakashipu. Then Hiranyakashipu himself cursed the six sons that they will be killed by their own father. So they took birth as the Shatgarbhas, and Kalanemi came as Kamsa. So he killed those Shatgarbhas. So that curse was neutralized like that. Srila Prabhupada writes, the sages like Marichi were not in the wrong in submitting their protests against the acts of their great father. They knew very well that even though their father committed a mistake, there must have been some great purpose behind this show. Otherwise, such a great personality could not have committed such a mistake. It might be that Brahma wanted to warn his subordinates about human frailties in their dealings with women. This is always very dangerous for persons who are on the path of self-realization. Therefore, great personalities like Brahma, even when in the wrong, should not be neglected, nor could the great sages headed by Marichi show any disrespect because of his extraordinary behavior. Further, Marichi and others continue. Naitat purvai kritam tvadye nakarishyanti chapare yastvam duhitaram gacher anigrya anigryah anigrihyangajam prabuhu. Etad anigrihya angajam angajam is lust. Etad anigrihya angajam. This act of not controlling your lust, Prabhu, even though you are the master, you are capable of doing it. Yastvam duhitaram gachehe. By not controlling your lust and approaching your own daughter, na purvaihi kritam. We have never seen any previous great personalities do it. Na karishyanti chapari, and we don't feel that no one in the future is also going to do. So why are you doing it? What, Prabhuji? Has not been done by persons or even Brahmas of previous kalpas. No one did.
This is the first day of...
Yeah, previous Brahmas. Neither by previous Brahmas. Yeah. Previous Brahmas. Nay, it could be same universe also, but prior to this Brahma. This is one Brahma. Before this Brahma, another Brahma was there. Before that, another Brahma was there.
Brahma is the force of different persons.
Yeah. Universe means destroyed and then recreated. When it is recreated, new Brahma is appointed. Like that.
Go inside Mahavishnu and same
universe. Huh?
Go inside Mahavishnu and same universe.
Yeah. Same universe means the ingredients come out and it is regrouped into a form that suits the desires of the living entities which are there inside the body of Mahavishnu belonging to that particular universe. Fresh. Yeah. Scrapyard se sab leke dalke pura jan new machine is made, na, like that. Anyway. So here Srila Prabhupada writes, the post of Brahma is the supermost post in the universe, and it appears that there are many Brahmas and many universes besides the one in which we are situated. One who fills this post must be ideal in the behavior, for Brahma sets the example for all living entities. Brahma, the living entity who is the most pious and spiritually elevated, is entrusted with a post next to that of the personality of Godhead.
तेजीयसाम अपि हियेतन नशुश्लोक्यम जगद्गुरो यद्वृत्तम अनुतिष्ठन वै लोकक्षेमाय कल्पते.
ओ जगद्गुरो, येतद् हि नशुश्लोक्यम तेजीयसाम अपि. दिस काइंड ऑफ एक्ट इज सर्टेनली नॉट बेनिफिटिंग अ पर्सन हु इज ऑफ योर कैलिबर. You have more powers than anyone else in this universe. Lokah kshemaya kalpate yadvrittam anutishtan. Your activities, because they will be followed by all living entities of this world, should be in such a way that it would benefit the living entities. You may not be affected, but the other living entities who see you as an example and follow, their life will be affected. So please think about it. Srila Prabhupada writes, it is said that a supremely powerful living entity can do anything and everything he likes, and such acts do not affect him in any way. For example, the sun, the most powerful fiery planet in the universe, can evaporate water from anywhere and still remain as powerful. The sun evaporates water from filthy places and yet is not infected with the quality of the filth. Similarly, Brahma remains unimpeachable in all conditions. But still, since he is the spiritual master of all living entities, his behavior and character should be so ideal that people will follow such sublime behavior and derive the highest spiritual benefit. Therefore, he should not have acted as he did.
तस्मै नमो भगवते ययिदं स्वेन रोचिषा आत्मस्तं व्यञ्जयामास सधर्मं पातु अर्हसि.
तस्मै नमो भगवते, when they realize that Brahmaji is not listening, they knew where to take shelter.
तस्मै नमो भगवते ययिदं,
ययिदं व्यञ्जयामास, you only produce this universe, my dear lord. आत्मस्तं, we offer respects to the Supreme Lord who has produced this universe, situated within himself by his own power. Saha dharmam patum arhasi arhati. He should protect dharma. Like that they pray to the Supreme Lord so that he protects dharma. Though receiving the instructions, Brahma did not become enlightened. This indicates that lust will not dissipate unless the Supreme Lord shows mercy. That is why ultimately it is mentioned, Yamadibir Yogapataihi Kamalobadibir Muhuhu Mukunda Sevaya Yadvatata Atma Addana Shamyati. Only to some extent can lust, greed, etc. can be overcome by various processes, Yamadibir, Yama Niyaman, Ashtanga Yoga, Jnana Yoga and so on, or by one's own personal endeavor. But only Mukunda Seva can completely uproot it. So this indicates that lust will not dissipate unless the Supreme Lord shows mercy. Therefore, ultimately, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, one can perfectly be able to resist those temptations only when one progresses on the devotional path and comes to the state of Tishtan Vrajeta Danuraga Jananugami Kalam Nayeta Dakilam Iti Upadesha Saram. When one comes to the perfectional stage of bhakti, gradually following all the prior steps. Remembering this, the sages then surrendered to the Lord.
As Manichir mentioned, that neither does it will be this, nor it will happen in the
future. We don't foresee it happening in the future.
None of the acharya we see or pray like this.
Yeah.
First, Brahma only we see the becoming angry. Acharya.
Yeah.
We don't expect our spiritual master or any acharya or anybody who goes through that experience.
Yeah.
And it shows that acharya is that I haven't gone through that. Except Brahma is an exception.
Exception. Yeah. Lust for sexual intercourse, Prabhupada writes, is so strong that it appears herein that Brahma could not be dissuaded from his determination in spite of the appeal by his great sons like Marichi. Therefore, the great sons began to pray to the Supreme Lord for the good sense of Brahma. Good sense of Brahma. It is only by the grace of Supreme Lord that one can be protected from the allurement of lusty material desires. Therefore, he says, King Kulashekar, Madana Parihara Stitam Madiye Manasi Mukunda Padara Vinda Damni Haranayana Krishanuna Krishosi Smarasina Chakra Parakramam Murare. So he says, hey Madan, while we are discussing on this, I just got a phone call from Madan Mohan Dev Prabhu. I didn't pick up the call. So he says, Madana Parihara Stitam Madiye. That's what I told him. Madana Parihara. Keep quiet, class is going on. Manasi Mukunda Padaravinda Damni. Because my mind is the abode of the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda. Haranayana Krishanuna Krishosi. Don't you remember that you are burnt to ashes by the fiery glance of Lord Shiva? Smarasina Chakra Parakramam Murare. If that is the potency of Lord Shiva, what could be the potency of Chakra of Murari? Therefore, please vacate. Like that, he says. He already asked that question. So that's what I Etan Matam Samatishta, he says, Paramena Samadina. That's the application of the instruction.
It shows that as if we are as if the who is it is the soul's desire due to which it happens.
Yeah.
Then we cannot blame the mind or somebody.
He is not blaming. He is teaching us that if Mukunda Padaravinda is there in your heart, then Madan will not trouble you. That is the instruction. He is not blaming anyone. He is not blaming Madan. He is speaking with so much confidence because he has put the lotus feet of Mukunda in his heart. Yeah. Therefore, sages like Marichi prayed for the mercy of the Lord, and their prayer was fruitful, which will be seen next verse. So when they pray to the Supreme Lord, then it had an effect. Sayittam granata putran puro drishtva prajapatin prajapati patistanvam tatyaja vriditastada tam disho jagrhurgoram niharam yadvidustamaha. Seeing his sons, the Prajapati speak before him in this way, Brahma gave his previous disposition in shame. So when they prayed in this way, he felt shameful and gave up that disposition. He no longer felt like that towards his daughter. That is Brahmaji. Can we give up like that? Oh, why did you do? Oh, I feel so shameful. From today I will never feel lusty. Can we give up like that? Brahmaji could give up. That was the power of Brahmaji. Tanvam tatyaja vriditas tada. Brahma gave up his previous disposition, even though tanvam indicates tanu, body. Even though it literally means he gave up his body. But we know that Brahmaji does not give up his body before his allotted time of 100 years. So therefore, here, gave up his body indicates gave up that disposition, mentality. The directions accepted that disposition. A terrible fog which is known as darkness. The directions accepted that and it became fog. Giving up his body indicates that the chief remedial measure for great sin is death. Since it is impossible for Brahma to die before his lifespan of two parardhas, giving up his body means giving up a disposition. The directions are covered with darkness even today because of what Brahmaji gave up, the disposition. Darkness is because of that. Yeah. Niharam iva bhaskara. Because of this? Even before. See, it is not that after Brahmaji gave up that only, you know, this disposition was there for. It's not like that. It's just the creation process is described and it is mentioned that for creation, he has created a prototype and the directions have accepted it. But it has been happening from time immemorial. That is an indication of, dark. So, that is an indication that it should remind us of the potency of lust in that sense. So Srila Prabhupada writes, the best way to compensate for one's sinful acts is to give up one's body at once. And Brahma, the leader of living entities, showed this by his personal example. Brahma has a fabulous duration of life, but he was obliged to give up his body due to his grievous sin, even though he had merely contemplated it in his mind without having actually done it. This is a lesson for the living entities, showing how sinful an act is it to indulge in unrestricted sex life. Even to think of abominable sex life is sinful, and to compensate for such sinful acts, one has to give up his body. In other words, one's duration of life, blessings, opulence, etc. are decreased by sinful acts, and the most dangerous type of sinful act is unrestricted sex. Ignorance is the cause of sinful life, or sinful life is the cause of gross ignorance. The feature of ignorance is darkness or fog. Darkness or fog still covers the whole universe, and the sun is the only counteracting principle. Yahan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. One who takes shelter of the Lord, the perpetual light, has no fear of being annihilated in the darkness of fog or ignorance. Symbolic. Like that. So, after describing this episode of Vak, now, how Brahmaji was not affected by this? Tejiyasam na doshaya is going to show that what incredible things Brahmaji is going to create after this episode. In spite, even though at some point Brahmaji went through this episode, now you see what all he is going to create. That's what is the next section.
In a case where spiritual master does not follow a regulatory principle, then a disciple may leave.
Yeah.
So like that, right? So, but still, when Brahma has when Brahma apparently, actually of course, he did not actually, he did not still do it in the gospel, only in Sakhi. But breaking of a regulatory principle, but still, we continue to
accept him. See, correct. See, there are certain, I think, Narahari Chakravarti, he has written a book which talks about under what conditions a spiritual master can be rejected. And in Harinam Chintamani also, you are reading, very soon you will reach the third offense, Guru Ravagnya. In that also Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, under what conditions a spiritual master can be rejected, and under what conditions he should not be rejected. So, there are specific rules and regulations, and in today's day and age, you know, many things may be rumors also, we do not know. So, whatever little thing here and there, it may or may not have happened. Internet, you know, everything becomes viral and everyone starts speaking about it. When everyone starts speaking about it, even if it is false, then for someone at that position, it becomes very difficult. So, there are specific details as to under what circumstances a spiritual master can be given up. So, I don't recollect the details, but you can read. It is there. It is there. IDC course, it is there mentioned. So, we may not accept him as an acharya. In the case of Brahma, he is a, it's a different, you cannot put Brahma on the same pedestal as other, he has a special role to create certain things. He has to give up that, he has to create that mentality so that some personalities can accept that mentality. That is how he could immediately, okay, I give it up. And he gives it up. Like that, in previous chapters also we saw, you know, the some mentality was created in Brahmaji. He gave that mentality and the Yakshas accepted. Then another mentality came up, Rakshasas accepted. Then Gandharvas and Apsaras accepted. Like that. So it's a part of his service also. That is why he was not affected. That is why none of the Acharyas, whenever they speak about it, they speak about it only in terms of the damaging potential of lust. Whereas they don't speak in terms of Brahmaji succumbing to it. So for us, the Acharya's words is our guiding light.
So we should never give an example. Even Brahma can fall down.
We cannot do that. Even Maitreya does not say that.
Should never quote Brahma example.
We should not quote. That is why it is mentioned. Maitreya is also so careful. Iti na shrutam, he says. We say that that is just to, where is the focus that we have to see? The focus is not on Brahma and or Lord Shiva. Where is the spotlight that we have to see? We don't use that to evaluate the character of Brahmaji and Lord Shiva, but we just use it to understand the damaging potential of lust, that's all. Whatever Acharyas say, we say. Whether he accepted that mentality so that fog can be created, I don't know about that.
Because he declared that fog was created. Because he accepted the mentality of Asuras, then Yakshas got that.
No, Yakshas were anyway there. There were living entities who had that mentality. So he created that prototype for them to accept. That's all.
That is like a part of service.
Yeah, part of service. That's why there is none of the Acharyas are speaking anything against Brahmaji.
That's why we accept.
Yeah.
Because then so many things they have done.
Yeah.
Not Acharyas should do, like anger and all.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Okay. So now, this section proves that how tejiyasam na doshaya, that is the essence of this. Kadachit dhyayata srashtur veda asam chatur mukat katam srakshyamyaham lokan samavetam yatapura. Kadachit, at one point of time, srashtur dhyayatah, when srashtuhu, when Brahmaji was meditating, katam srakshyamyaham lokan samavetan, how can I create all the worlds, when he was thinking like that, yatapura, as I had done previously. Veda asams chaturmukat, the four Vedas came out of his mouth. That is Brahmaji. If he was so sinful, how would the Vedas come out of his mouth? Tenth canto purport, it is written. The killing of the Shatgarbhas by Kamsa, there it is mentioned. Purport. Yeah. Yeah, not in Bhagavatam, but elsewhere. It is said, Dharma vyatikramo drishta Ishwaranam cha sahasam tejiyasam na doshaya vahne sarva bujoyata. This is the 10th canto verse. The status of powerful controllers is not harmed by any apparently audacious transgression of morality we may see in them. For they are just like fire which devours everything fed into it and remains unpolluted. Thus one should not worry that Brahma was contaminated for being attracted to his daughter. To express this, the power of Brahma is described in this verse. That Vedas came out of his mouth. His position will be described later in the chapter. Further, he quotes another verse later, the same chapter later, verse 48th verse. Shabda brahmatmanastasya vyakta vyaktatmana paraha brahmava bhati vitato nana shaktyupa brahmitaha. It is mentioned, the Supreme Lord, who is both impersonal and personal, makes his appearance as Brahma, whose body is composed of the Vedas, like that. Thus, meditating on how to create as he had done previously, the Vedas appeared. This means that the complete method of creation exists in the Vedas. By consulting the Vedas, he could follow the order of the Lord to carry out creation with ease. That is the meaning. Srila Prabhupada also practically almost repeats the same purport. As a fire can consume anything and everything without being contaminated, so by the grace of the Lord, the fire of Brahma's greatness consumed his desire for the sinful act of sex with his daughter. The Vedas are the source of all knowledge, and they were first revealed to Brahma by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Brahma is powerful by dint of his devotional service unto the Lord, and the Lord is always ready to forgive his devotee if by chance he falls down from the noble path of devotional service. Like that. And he quotes a verse to prove this. Dhunoti sarvam hridi sannivishta. Vikarma yaccha utpatitam katanchit dhunoti sarvam hridi sannivishta. The Lord takes care of it. Chatur hotram karma tantram upaveda nayaihi saha dharmasya padas chatvaras tataiva ashrama vrittayah. The next series of verses speaks about what are the various things that Brahmaji created. With a little punishment. The little punishment is the shame. That even now people are talking about it. Okay. Chatur hotram karma tantram upaveda nayaihi sah dharmasya padas chatvaras tataiva ashrama vrittayah. The actions of the hota, Udgata, Advaryu and Brahma, the four kinds of priests who are involved in performing a sacrifice. The various priests, the various forms of sacrifices, along with the supplementary text, logic, four parts of dharma, ashrama, occupation, everything appeared from his mouth. At this point, Vidura says, Savai Vishwasrajami Sho Vedadin Mukato Srajat Yadyad Yena Srajat Devas Tanme Brumi Bruhi Tapodana. O Tapodana, O Maitreya, whose wealth is austerity. You have a wealth of austerity. Savai Vishwasrajami Shaha. How did Brahmaji, who is the Lord of all creation, Vedadin Mukato Asrajat? He produced the Vedas from his mouth. Tad me bruhi, please tell me, yadyad yena asrijat devah, from which mouth he produced which Veda? Or please speak more details of this. So Maitreya answers, Rigyajut sama atarva kyan Vedan purvade bir mukaihi shastram ijyam stutistomam prayas chittam vyadat kramat. Maitreya said, starting from his eastern mouth, east, south, west and north, clockwise. From Brahma's mouth, starting from the eastern mouth, the four Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama and Atharva, along with their activities, Shastram, Ijyam, Stutistomam and Prayas Chittam. These are the purpose of the four Vedas. The Rig Veda has the, you know, it is mentioned by Vishnu Chakradakur. The action of the Hota is Shastra, chanting of the mantras without intonation. And the Yajur Veda, the action of the Advaryu, Advaryu is Yajur Vedi. He is expert in sacrificial performance. And the Udgata is the Stutistoma, Stomam. He is the follower of Sama Veda. He sings the verses with beautiful intonation. That is the purpose of the Udgata. And whatever mistakes are there, the Prayaschitta part is the role of the Brahma, who is the expert in Atharva Veda. Okay. Ayurvedam Danurvedam Gandharvam Vedam Atmanah Stapatyam Chasra Jadvedam Kramat Purvadibir Mukaihi. Brahma further created Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, Stapatya, architecture from each one of his mouth. Itihasa Puranani Panchamam Vedam Ishvarah Sarvebhya Eva Vaktrebhya Sasrje Sarva Darshanah. Brahma further created the fifth Veda, which is composed of Puranas and Itihasas, from all of his mouths. So, then, Shodashyuktau Purvavaktrat Purish Agnishtutavata Aptoryamatri Ratraucha Vajapeyam Sagosavam. Shodashi and Ukta recitations for sacrifices appeared from Brahma's eastern mouth. Preparation of the fire and Agnishtoma sacrifices appeared from his southern mouth. Aptoryama and Atiratra sacrifices appeared from his western mouth. Vajapeya and Gosava sacrifices appeared from his northern mouth. Vidyadanam tapasatyam dharmasyeti padanicha Ashramam chayata sankhyam asrajat sahavrittibihi. Knowledge, charity, penance and truth are said to be the four legs of religion. And to learn this, there are four ashramas and their respective duties. Brahma created all these in systematic order. Yeah, earlier there was one Veda, but further it was divided into four by Vyasadeva. But they are eternally existing as four also. The four parts are there. Like for example, Bhagavat Subodhini, there are thematic compilations behind it. It was in one sense created, but then they are already there in Bhagavatam, just extracted and presented in that way. So, Rig, Yajur, Sama and Atharva is already there in one Veda, but it was actually divided and presented by Vyasadev. But actually till Vyasadev wrote it, it was already there in the Shruti form. But together, later Vyasadev divided it into four. Like that. Okay, let's continue. Savitram Prajapatyam cha Brahmam chata brihattata Varta sanchaya shalina Shilon cha iti vai grihe. The four types of brahmacharya, Savitra, Prajapatya, Brahmana and Brihad arose from Brahma's four mouths. The four occupations of the householders, Varta, Sanchaya, Shalina and Shiloncha arose from his four mouths. So these are like various kinds of occupations which are not forbidden, such as Varta refers to agriculture, Sanchaya refers to performing sacrifices, Shalina means taking alms without begging, and Shilonchana means collecting fallen grains in the field, like that. What? Savitra is taking the sacred thread. And remaining celibate for a year is called Prajapatya. Remaining celibate until learning the Vedas is called Brahma. Brihat means celibacy till death. There are different levels of Brahmacharya. They were all created by Brahmaji. Vaikanasa, Valakilyau, Dumbara, Fenapa, Vane, Nyase, Kutichaka, Purvam, Bahovdo, Hamsa, Nishkriyau. The four kinds of sannyas and the four kinds of Vanaprastas were also created by Brahmaji from his four mouths. So the Vaikanasa Vanaprastha lives on wild grains. The Valakilya gives away accumulated grains on gaining new grains. Or like a barter system. The Audumbara lives off what he acquires by walking in the direction he sees on getting up the morning. So he wakes up and whichever direction he sees first, he walks in that direction. Whatever he gets, he accepts. Fenapa. The Fenapa lives off grains or fruit which have naturally fallen on the ground. So in today's day and age, there are very many, not many fruit giving trees. Such a person will have a very difficult time. These are the different types of Vanaprastha arising from their different means of sustenance. The four types of sannyasis. Kutichaka mainly concentrates on karma in his own hermitage. The Bahudaka or Bahvoda rejects action and mainly concentrates on jnana. The Hamsa is fixed in knowledge. The Nishkriya has attained realization. Four levels of sannyas. The later type in their list are superior to the previous ones. Kutichaka, Bahudaka and Paramahamsa. This is something similar to that. Okay. Anvikshiki trayivarta dandanetistataivacha evam vyakhritayaschasan pranavohyasya dakhritah. Logic, Vedic knowledge, occupational livelihood and law enforcement arose from his four mouths. Bhur, Bhuva, Swarga. Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha and Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha arose from his four mouths. What they are, we will see. It is mentioned. Logic and other types of knowledge arose from the eastern and other mouths in succession. The first four items, starting with logic, represent moksha, dharma, kama and artha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Vyakhritayaha means the individual words. Bhur, bhuvaha and swaha and their combination bhur, bhuva, swaha. These four arose from his mouth. These are like, you know, the parts of the Gayatri mantra. Thus, Ashvalayana Sutra says, evam vyakhritaya prokta vyasta samasta api. Vyakhriti means the individual components and the combination. Or the fourth item, instead of bhur bhuva swaha, it can be mahaha. Bhur bhuva swaha maharloka mahaha. Bhur bhuva swar iti va etas tishro vyakhritas tasam uha smaitam chaturtim maha chamasya pravedyate mahas iti. Bhur bhuva swaha are the three vyakhritis and maha chamasya taught a fourth called mahaha, like that. We don't know what it is. Anyway, the point is that all these various auspicious things, various varanas, various ashramas, their occupational duties and everything is, so many auspicious things are coming from Brahma, just to show that he is not affected by this episode. Tasyoshneg asil lomabhyo gayatri chatvacho viboho trishtum mamsat snutoshnushtub jagat astana prajapate. So the various kinds of syllables like ushnik arose from his bodily airs. Gayatri arose from his skin. Trishtub arose from his muscles. Anushtub arose from his veins. Jagati arose from his Brahma's bones. These are the various meters. Dharma kshetre, kuru kshetre. These verses are Anushtub chanda. Like that, there are different meters. That is another meter. Like that, there are many, many meters. Majjaya pankti rutpanna brihati pranato bhavat. Pankti, further meters, arose from his marrow. Brihati meter arose from his prana.
స్పర్శస్తస్యాభవజ్జీవ స్వరో దేహ ఉదాహృత ఊష్మానం ఇంద్రియాణ్యాహుర్ అంతస్థాబలమాత్మనః స్వరాసప్త విహారేణ భవంతి స్మ ప్రజాపతేః.
From Brahma's life arose the consonants, from his body arose the vowels, from his senses arose the ushmana, ushmanas. The semi-vowels arose from his strength, the seven musical notes arose from his playing. Like that, so many things arose from Brahmaji, all auspicious.
Shabda Brahmatmanastasya vyakta vyaktyatmana paraha Brahmavabhati vitato nana shaktyupa brahmhitah.
The Supreme Lord who is impersonal Brahman, this is the verse which was quoted before. The Supreme Lord who is impersonal Brahman and the personal Lord filled with various Shaktis makes his appearance as Brahma, which means he is a direct expansion of the Supreme Lord, highly empowered, whose body is composed of the Vedas, which is audible sound as Vaikari and inaudible as Om. His body is made of Shabda Brahma. So therefore, he is not an ordinary personality.
Lord
means Brahmaji is an expansion of the Supreme Lord in that sense. Yeah. So here it is mentioned, the Lord is also manifested as Brahman, the object of impersonal jnana, and as Bhagavan, the object of pure personal knowledge. Since Brahma is non-different from the Lord in one sense, it is understood that he has not been contaminated by approaching his daughter. Just to make this point, so many verses have been stated.
Jivatattva only.
But very, very much empowered Jivatattva. But Jivatattva only. Sometimes the Supreme Lord himself comes when there is no suitable personality. Yeah, yeah.
Gunavatar.
Tato param upadaya sasargaya manodade.
Having given up one body which became darkness, so now you see, he gave the body at the time of walk episode. Now it is continued. The, whatever was in between mentioned is just to show that Brahmaji was not contaminated by that. So now he is telling, having given up one body which became darkness, Brahma accepted this other body and concentrated his mind on creation. He further concentrated his mind on creation. Okay. We have another seven verses. I think it's already quite... I am also not able to see. So, we can continue this last seven verses tomorrow. And let's see how far we can get. Then next 2 months, Radhika Valla Prabhu will continue. So, 12th chapter will get over. Hopefully, I am hoping that if we can complete 13 and 14 by tomorrow, then Prabhuji can start from 15th. Okay, so we'll continue our discussion tomorrow, same time, 8:30. We'll continue. And because this time I am not going to Mumbai from here, I'll still keep my word, don't worry. So my train is at 9:45 at night. So tomorrow I will not be finishing at 3 o'clock. I'll go till the regular 5:30. Till then I will extend and complete, so that whatever, depending on how much portion is left, if it is possible, I'll complete like that. So we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.